This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is this really strong message to everyone in America, that they can come to this program, they can bring their authentic self, they can be who they are, right, and they will be welcomed here.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
OMG. That's all I can say. That guy is the CEO of what used to be known as the Boy Scouts of America, announcing that they are now officially genderless. God, I knew this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen. They've changed the name. Now, this back in 2019, they announced this. And when they made that decision, I wondered what they would change the name to. Could they keep the BSA? It was BSA. Could it be Ballless Scouts of America? I was wondering what they would go with. I heard someone say that this would mark the latest exodus from this once heralded organization. I would say that it's too late. What they've done is raid the Girl Scouts. Do you understand that? Boy Scout membership is about half what it was in the 1980s, about a third of what the membership was in the 1970s. And instead of trying to adjust the bureaucracy that it has become, which led to this failure, to train up the next generation of young men, they collapsed like a cheap deck of cards. And that guy's to blame. The name change was not the beginning of the end of the Boy Scouts. In my opinion, that's already been well underway. This ices it. I called this 6 years ago, that when they said they were going to go after girls, they would end up changing the name. Boy would no longer work, right? BSA couldn't stand for Bi-Gendered Scouts of America. I don't know. How about GSA, Genderless Scouts of America? How about USA, Unisex Scouts of America? General Robert Baden Powell, who founded the Scouts, is spinning in his grave somewhere in England right now. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the ladies, but they don't belong in the Boy Scouts. Now, this is sad to me because I enjoyed watching my son transition to manhood with strong male role models at home and in his Scout pack. He learned leadership skills, how to treat others, especially women, with respect. He became self-sufficient with a healthy yes sir, no sir attitude. But that's not good enough for a society hell-bent for the past 40 years on emasculating the American male. It is a shame. It is about the tearing down of manliness in this society. That's what it's about. If you don't see the bigger picture here, I have a question for you. Look at Hollywood's role in all this over the years of emasculating men. What was one of your favorite sitcoms? King of Queens? Modern Family, maybe? The Big Bang Theory? If you look at all of those, they feature immature, usually overweight, lazy, spineless men who navigate life by accident or dumb luck or with the help of a superior female character. In other words, this movement's been underway for a long time to reinforce the negative stereotype that any form of masculine behavior has to be marginalized, ridiculed, and shunned. I want all of you to understand why this Boy Scout decision bothers me so much. When it comes to the development of young men, Scouts offered something special. It offered something that is disappearing quickly from our society. Excuse me. It's already disappeared, I'm afraid, from our society. Our last chance to train up some Jedi warriors before the Empire turns us all into clones for the dark side. Maybe Donald Trump can reverse some of that, but Boy Scouts is already gone.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.